Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to the program. I hear a little echo. I think it's fine. Okay, we're going to talk about following your heart. And I'll tell you, I tried to do this show on Sunday, and like, no, it was not working out. So I know that this is a message that really needs to get out there. It's very early here in California, in Pasadena. It's raining. It had thunder and lightning last night, and it was kind of cool for California. In case you're new to the program, I am Amy Yancey of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. And you can find me at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I'm an intuitive, I'm a coach, I help people follow their heart. And I'm in the middle of my spring sale. So if you have been listening to the program and you've been like, I really would love to work with her, but it's not in my budget right now, check out the rates on all my services because I think they'll fit nicely into your budget. And let's say you're just pondering the idea, still reach out to me and we can have a conversation. I think that something can always be worked out soulfully. All right, let's talk about following your heart. And this show has been on my heart for days. Usually I get an idea for a show and I do it right away. And this one came up last week and I was thinking of doing it and I decided not to do it. I did a different show. Then I said, okay, I'm going to do it on Sunday. And then I was having some technical issues and I winded up deleting it. I know that this is so relevant right now. So I thought, okay, let's take some time. Let's get clear. And I don't know if I have all the answers, but I do think I can give you real wisdom from someone who is following her heart. So you've just awakened. You feel amazing. You know you found your path and you're ready to travel that road to create the life you've always wanted. You are going to follow your heart. Here is my advice for following your heart. First and foremost, your life will change at the foundation. Following your heart is not going to be a sprinkle on top. No, you are going to change everything in your life to follow your heart. And that's okay. That is okay. And the more that you can accept it now, the better you will be on your journey. And if you are a person who is trying to follow their heart and you've done some things that you feel are totally in alignment with your truth, but then you got scared and you did some things that you felt like you had to do, this show will help you course correct. Because following your heart does require that you change everything. You will have to change everything. You will have to look at every little piece of your life and run it through your heart and say, is this truly right for me? It's kind of, everybody's on the Marie Kondo craze. It's very much like that. You take a piece of something in your home and you say, does this bring me joy? It's very much like that. You're going to do that with all aspects of your life. But to really Marie Kondo your house or to feng shui your house or declutter your house or create a house of joy, you're going to have to go through every single piece in your home. You can't just do a little bit. And I will be so transparent there. You can't just do a little bit and expect to see a miraculous transformation. If you are truly going to follow your heart, you're going to have to run every little piece of your life through your heart center. Here's the thing. You can do it yourself or life will do it for you. Depending on the velocity in which you are following your heart, following your dreams, following your bliss, everything's going to have to go through your heart center. And sometimes it's really uncomfortable. So I'm giving you this message about running everything through your heart, to encourage you to do it yourself, to do it proactively, as opposed to letting life do it for you. Okay. Next, your spiritual practices will be the fundamental part of your journey. Always make time for your practice. Your prayer, your meditation, all of your, I mean, I have so many practices, and I imagine all of you have various practices you do. Your vision boarding, your visualization, your metaphysical activity, your clean eating, whatever your practice is going to be what brings you back to center. And stick with your practice. And I'm saying that to you. Yeah, stick with your practice. My gut is saying that a lot of you are like, Amy, I know I've got to stay in my practice. Stay in your practice and find a practice that works for you. I think that many people enter the New Age space or get on the journey and they're doing things that maybe they're not feeling. Maybe they felt it at first and then they stopped feeling it. Maybe you were doing a certain type of meditation and it's just not working for you, but you continue to do it. Change it up. You know, I was really struggling recently with a particular meditation I had used, you know, 3 or 4 years ago that had created such a clearing in my life. And gosh, now that I even say that, I'm like, oh, there were some other things going on that were helping with that clearing. But I was like, okay, I'm going to use that meditation now to see if I can create the same result. And I'm not the same person I was. And so instead of continuing to battle myself as to why I wasn't using this particular meditation, I had to say, okay, let's find something else that works. And I did. And it's right for me right now. But stay in your spiritual practice. It's okay to change. It's okay to choose something else. But stay in your spiritual practice. Not one day a week, not 2 days a week, not 3 days a week. If you are really following your heart, you will need the agility, the spiritual agility that's created through spiritual practice. You will need every bit of that. So just the same as an athlete practices every day, you must practice your spiritual connection to source every single day. I'm not going to sugarcoat that for you. Yeah, every day. Next. Yes, there is totally a payoff for following your heart. There is totally a payoff. Here's the next piece. But it usually will not happen instantly. I get this a lot, and I've talked about it on the program. People call me and they'll book a session and they'll want this eureka moment. And maybe the eureka moment's what got you on your journey. That's awesome. But to stay on the journey, it's not going to be a eureka. I don't think our nervous systems could handle like constantly being like, I've just had this, you know, amazing transcendent spiritual experience. I don't think we could do that every day. So don't expect the same thing to happen on your journey towards following your heart. And when I talk about following your heart, it might be, well, it's everything. It's really, it's all connected. It's from your love relationships to your career to your health and wellness. I used to think like, oh, you know, I'm just going to focus on this one thing and then the rest of my life will fall into place. No, if you're really following your heart's telling you to work on, you've got to work on every aspect of your life at the same time. And it doesn't need to be perfect, but it's a part of it. It's a part of fully following your heart. So yes, there will be a payoff of following your heart. You'll find the love. You'll attract the business. You'll find the job. You'll live in the place where you want to live. You'll have the health and wellness you desire. But it won't happen instantly. You will have to endure. And that's not necessarily saying it needs to be a terrible enduring. I think if you're in your spiritual practice and you're staying in your spiritual practice, there will be less enduring. And following your heart is not a shortcut. It's not a shortcut, but you will feel more secure in doing so. So what do I mean by this? So in my younger years, I would, you know, work gigs, and I even, you know, I was a recruiter for years, and I always had this underlying, like, stress and anxiety. And a part of it was because I wasn't following my heart. And now, being fully committed to following my heart and enduring, that's less of a factor. Does it come up? Sure, because I'm a human being. But it's less of a factor in my journey because I know I'm doing what is divinely right for me. And so I want to encourage you to pay attention to how you feel as you move through, and always be willing to stop and question, why am I feeling this way? So there is no shortcut. You know, I was talking to somebody recently, and they said, well, you know, I picked this profession, and I left my music career because I thought, you know, this would be more secure. And you know, this is also someone that was, you know, very critical of the fact that I was doing what I was doing. And they said, it's not offering me what I thought. Yeah, you got to do what you're called to do. You can't get around it. You can't say, like, oh, no, I don't want to take that risk. Oh, no, I don't want to be uncomfortable. I'm going to choose this path, and it'll be just as great. No, you can't stand in the freaking middle. You got to go for it, and you got to endure, and you'll find that when you are truly following your heart, love will show up for you in ways that you never imagined. And I'm not talking romantic love. I'm talking the love of the divine, the love of God, the love of the universe. It will show up for you. And the more that you can let go of your expectations and be in that moment and continue to focus on where you're being called and the life that you want to live and believing that it's possible, miracles will happen. They truly will happen. Okay, next. Telling the truth will keep you out of a lot of shit. Right? And so, you're following your heart, but you think, oh, you know, I'm not going to be totally direct with somebody. I'm not going to tell them all of my intentions. I'm just going to tell them what they need to know in hopes that, you know, it will get me to what I want. No. But if you tell the truth up front, and you can do this in a way in which you're not laying your heart on the table for someone to stab it. No, you can do this by being true to yourself, and it be really soulful. People can feel the vibration behind everything that we do. And if their vibration is not a match to what we're up to, they will disappear. But if you pretend, right, if you smoke and mirrors, and you say, you know, I'm doing this, and this is my career, but really you're pursuing something else, you will be miserable. Maybe not instantly, but eventually you will get to the point where you are miserable, and there will be less trust. But if you can be sincere and say, this is my truth, then things that are not a match for you will disappear. I'll give you an example. So, when I'm dating, I'll dance around sometimes what my intention is, right? You know, depending on the moment and if I'm enjoying the conversation, it's not soulful. Like, I'll be transparent, it's not soulful. It's not bad, but, you know, just my insecurities is saying I may not get what I want, so I'll just dance around what I really want, which is lasting, loving partnership. And so recently, you know, I said to myself, I'm going to be so truthful about what I want. State it plainly, be sincere about it. So I typed out, you know, hey, I'm looking for, you know, lasting, loving relationship to someone, healthy, lasting, loving relationship. And this was someone who was like, responding all my messages rapidly, all of a sudden they disappear. And I thought, that saved me, because I probably would have gone on a date with that person, probably would have hooked up with that person, probably would continue to date that person, and then be heartbroken because it blows up in my face. But I wasn't being truly in my intentions at the start. So if you are truly intentional from the very beginning and you tell people your truth, it doesn't mean you have to lay all your business out on the table. If you really tell your truth, you will avoid so much heartache. So much heartache. So much heartache. So tell your truth. It will keep you from a lot of shit. I promise. Except that you will get it wrong. A lot. You will get it wrong. So you're following your heart. You think you know, or you think you might have an idea. And I'm not talking about the big picture vision. The big picture vision will remain firm. But say you're strategizing how to get there, right? And you think you know what's right. Mostly you're going to get it wrong a lot. And then you will get it right. We can't be perfect at this, right? So just go ahead and accept you're going to make a lot of mistakes in this process. You're going to maybe hire someone because it's not the right fit. You're going to invest in something that does not yield a return. You are going to focus on one aspect of something, and then you realize, oh, no, I should have been focusing on this. That's just all a part of the journey. And so don't get discouraged. Keep going. Keep figuring it out. Keep learning. Keep going within to better understand what you need and want. That's it. I know last year I was really down on myself after my book release because I hired some people to help me out, and they were shitty. And not shitty people, but the work that they did in terms of what I needed was shitty. It was not in alignment. And so I was talking to my friend about it, and she said, Amy, there's no other way you could have known that unless you went through it. And so now that you know, you'll make a different choice, right? But if I had stayed really down on myself, A, I would never have shared that with anybody, right? And so I couldn't have gotten any wisdom to help course correct. But if I had stayed really down on myself, I would have just kept repeating the same pattern over and over and over again, expecting a different result. So get that you're going to get it wrong a lot, and then you will get it right. Assuming you keep going, assuming you keep doing the work to figure it out, and assuming you keep learning. Yeah. Okay. Following your heart, following your heart. You will lose what you thought was unlosable. You will lose what you thought was unlosable. Because we hold on to a lot of shit that doesn't serve us. And in order to really step into following your heart, you will have to let go of things. Things that you think, oh, that's no big deal. Yeah, you'll have to let go of it. Again, you will have to endure some hardship. And the faster that you can accept it, the better and the easier the journey will be. There are no shortcuts. Am I repeating this to you? There are no shortcuts. You must walk the full journey. If you want to be on the path of living a heart-centered life, a life of joy, a life of passion, you will have to get on that path and stay on it. You can't jump on another path for a little bit, you know, that you think is easier and expect to get to the same destination. Now, that path is going somewhere else. But if you are on the path to following your heart, you will endure. You will be sparkling and radiant on the other side. You will lose some things in the process. But after the struggle will come your victory. In that victory, it will feel magnificent. You know, anytime I've tried to shortcut my way to following my heart, when I reach what I think is the promised land or the victory or the destination, it doesn't feel good. I'm like, oh, wow. I feel nothing. That's how I knew I wasn't following my heart. I have like a line too. I'm like, oh, I did it, or hey, we did it. if I say that, I know I've been following my brain. I've probably been following my fears and not my heart. But when I go for it, there's just this calm that comes over me when I hit victory. It's peaceful. I usually want to order a pizza and sit on my couch or whoever's couch I have access to and just be. That's real. That's real. So follow your heart. Okay. You will have to be courageous enough to make your own decisions. You know, following your heart requires a great deal of vulnerability. People who love you will not want to sense your vulnerability. A, they may be trying to protect you, and B, it's triggering something within them and they don't want to feel that. So you're going to have to make your own decisions. You will have to be courageous enough to make your own decisions and actions as you need to. You'll have to stay focused on your big picture vision. And in doing so, that will make shifts easier, right? Something won't work out and you'll be like, okay, I'm still in alignment with my big vision, right? And any decision you make is always unmakeable. And meaning you can make another choice. Or if you're making a decision or pursuing something because you think this is the only way, then you're probably not in your zone of genius. I'll tell you, I'll be real transparent here. This year, I'm in this space, in the online personal development space. And so a lot of the people I follow are affiliated with Marie Forleo's B School. And I said, okay, I'm going to B School this year. I know this will be my way. This is my way. And I was so focused on this. I have to do this. I have to do it because this is the way. And I kid you not, nothing showed up that allowed me to do it. And so as I was watching the clock tick down on, the doors closed, the digital doors close on the program. It was like 4 o'clock and it was like 3:40. And I was like, oh, thanks Spirit. You did not want me to do that. And it's nothing against that program. But because I stayed so focused on my big picture, I didn't get down about it. I knew, okay, there's something else. There has to be another way. And anytime I try to limit my possibilities, that's when things don't go as I hope. So you will lose things. Things won't work out. If you stay focused on your big picture, you will reach your victory a lot faster. Here's the thing. You will have to trust yourself fully. And that's not something that we instantly know how to do. So as I say that this is a journey, every step of your journey will be teaching you how to trust yourself fully. And sometimes people don't want to move or take action because they're afraid, like, I don't trust myself enough, or what if I make a mistake? That's a part of it. You just have to go. Put one foot in front of the other and go. And trust the big picture vision. Trust that feeling of lightness that you know exists for you. And find that feeling of lightness in all that you do to the best of your ability. Okay, so I've talked a lot about this on the program as of late. Following your heart requires that you settle when things get hard, even a little bit. Even when others tell you to settle, or accept, or be practical. Or recently I heard somebody tell me, someone told me, you need to live in reality. I'm like, I don't know what fucking reality you're talking about. I can only live in my own. And you have to have that level of fortitude. And you will develop it as you go along. You will have your heart broken enough trying to take someone else's advice. And then you will hit a point where you will say, no, it's one thing if my heart gets broken or something doesn't work out because I was fully following my own inner wisdom. It's another thing when I was listening to someone else. I'm not going to clean up the mess of someone else's fear, doubt, worry, right? Which is only connecting with your fear, doubt, worry, which leads you into paths and journeys that you don't want to take. So stay on your path, follow your heart, and don't settle when it gets hard. Because if you go back to your spiritual practice, say you're in a, you find yourself in some struggle or things didn't work out the way you thought, and it's hard, you're experiencing some hardship. If you go back to your spiritual practice, all the answers will be revealed from that place. You will channel enough energy, enough light, you will bring the divine back into your life, that is where you will see the rapid shift in your experience. It doesn't come from taking someone else's advice, which is usually a bad shortcut that's not going to get you to where you want to be. Got it? And you'll speak up. You know, as you keep going in the journey, you'll get more and more courageous about saying, yeah, you know, I have to live my journey. I understand that advice probably worked for you in 1990, but, you know, I'm living in this space and in my life, and I have to make my own choices and decisions. Okay, be urgent about what you want. Okay, there are two sides of urgency. There's urgency where we feel like we're not going to get what we want. It's not going to work out. It's lack-based urgency. Pursuing your passion, your love, what you know to be true, be urgent about that. Stay deeply devoted to that. And depending on how bad you want it, and I'm assuming if you're following your heart, you want it pretty badly, you will start to ask yourself, that's how you know you're really getting close to your victory. You'll start to ask yourself, what's the shortest distance between me and where I want and what I want? I've done it all these other ways. Now, what's the shortest route to get there? And then your devotion will kick in. Then your inspiration will kick in. Then your holy insight will kick in, and you will move in the direction of what you want. Okay. I want to keep emphasizing, it will take time, right? You have a stroke of insight. You're like, yes, I'm going to go for it. And you might be 2 years later still figuring it out. True clarity comes by doing. So you'll need to trust your intuition to guide you every step of the way, because it's going to take way longer than you think, period. I'll leave it at that. Okay. Be kind to yourself. Do the work to release anxiety of not knowing, and don't beat yourself up if things don't work. It's not a matter of willpower. Following your heart is staying open and following the intuitive messages from within and letting go of the programming that tells you you can't have it. It's a journey. It's a journey. Release your attachments. Release your attachment to how it needs to happen. And focus on what you want to feel. Yeah, just focus on what the sensation feels like in your body. And then lastly, seek out support. Seek out support. Every leg of your journey, find some support. And it's not like that person's going to have the gospel, but there'll be a little piece of insight that will connect to your intuition, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, that's the way I go. Quality support can keep you pointed in the direction of your dreams. So hire support, seek out support, get in a group. I don't care if it's even a 12-step program. Do whatever you need to do so you're not just sloshing out there without support. And I would love to support you. Check out my spring sale. Everything is designed to be affordable so you can follow your heart. I'm Amy Yancey of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Until next time.